أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الذين يتبعون الرسول النبي الأمي الذي يجدونه مكتوبا عندهم في التوراة والإنجيل يأمرهم بالمعروف وينهاهم عن المنكر. صدق الله العظيم. الحمد لله with the fuzzle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today we completed the ninth para, the ninth juz of the Quran Majid, and we recited today from Surah Al-A'raf, and thereafter we began with Surah Al-Anfal. Surah Al-Anfal, as you know, has the first sajda in the ninth para, in the last quarter, the first sajda that was recited in Taraweeh for this year. I'll just concentrate on one ayah that was recited. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that those that follow the unlettered Nabi will find mention of him being recorded in the Torah and in the Injil. Now firstly, Allah ta'ala addresses Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the unlettered Nabi. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as we know, was not taught how to read and write by any human being. But Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was divinely taught by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now by referring to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as unlettered, it is not any, na'uzu billah, any sort of defect, but rather it is an indication of the miracle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that despite not learning this by any man, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was able to give us information from before Adam alayhi salam, from the time of the creation of the heavens and the earth, right till information that is going to take place Qiyamah and beyond. Information about Jannat, Jahannam, information about the creation of man, and we can go on and on about the information that is in the Quran and Majid about the previous prophets. The kuffar used to come and listen, and they were very, very curious to know incidents of the previous prophets. They did not know what took place, so they used to come and sit secretly to listen what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to say. Thereafter, Allah ta'ala mentions that the coming of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was also mentioned in the Torah and the Injil, that they were well aware that a Nabi is going to come. And they had the information of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned. But as Allah ta'ala mentions that falamma aarafu kafaru bih falanatullahi ala al-kafirin, that they knew of the coming of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they had the entire description of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned in the Torah and the Injil. Prior to Nabi Akram sallallahu making hijrah to Madinah Munawwara, there were many Jews living there, many Yahud living there. And before Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam came, they had resolved that when Nabi Akram will come, they will accept Islam and bring iman in Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But when they saw Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and they saw the clear signs that this is a true prophet, they disbelieved. And Allah ta'ala mentions that may the curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon those who disbelieve. One incident was regarding a Jew, a scholar. He came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he had lent Rasulullah sallallahu some money, and before the appointed time he came and began demanding the money from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam showed him the best akhlaq and he stayed the entire day. Nabi Akram did not have the money to pay him back. So he began sort of putting pressure on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and demanding his right, his due, even though it was not due as yet. The Sahaba had sensed what was happening, and in between the Salah time, from the time of Zuhr till the evening, Sahaba tried to make him leave. Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam sensed what the Sahaba were doing, so Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam stopped them and told him that leave him. We cannot harm someone whom we are in a pact with. And thereafter, after the day had passed, this person comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he presents himself and he says that I was just testing you. It was written in our holy books that a prophet is going to come and he is going to be from Makkatul Mukarrama. He is going to make hijrah to Madinah Munawwara. He is not going to be harsh. He is going to be very tolerant, very patient. He is not going to scream in the marketplace. And thereafter he mentioned all the qualities of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that were mentioned in the Torah, and thereafter he accepted Islam. Another incident that is recorded was regarding Hazrat Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Hazrat Salman Farsi was a Persian, and he came from a family of fire worshippers, Majusis, fire worshippers. His father was the priest of the temple. His father had a lot of love for him. He was a very obedient son. So his father had given him the duty to tend to the fire in their temple. So this was his duty, and he's to continue with this. His father was very, very fond of him. One day his father needed some work to be done out of the temple. So his father asked him to go and carry out this work. But his father also gave him some instructions. He said that do not delay in your return, for my heart will grieve at your separation. Allah Ta'ala had planned it such that when Salman Farsi left to carry out this work of his father's, on his way back there was a church where the Christians were doing some acts of worship. So he went inside, began inquiring further regarding them. Perhaps they were worshipping Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala in their own way. So he inquired more about it, and he felt that this was closer towards the truth. So when he took very long to come back home, when he came back late in the evening, his father inquired from him that why did you take so long? So he told his father that this is what occurred. So his father became very upset, and he began arguing with his father that no, what we are doing is wrong, this fire worshipping is wrong, this, what these people are doing is more closer towards the truth. So his father became very worried that he must be led towards that religion, so he shackled him. He tied him up. So he sent a message to those people that I want to come and worship with you all, and my father has tied me up. So they assisted him and freed him, and he fled from home thereafter. And he was directed towards another place of worship in Syria. So he spent many, many years in the company of this high priest, and he came to know the good of this priest, but he also came to know the evil and the bad habits of this priest. So it so happened, many, many years later, this priest died. The people were grieving regarding his death. So he told them that this was a good priest. He used to command you all with good, but he had one very bad habit also. Whenever he asked you all for money, he should ask you all to donate to charity. He should not distribute the charity. He should keep it for himself. And he directed him to the cellar of the church where there was a lot of wealth reserved. So the people became so upset with this that instead of burying him in a dignified way, they stoned him, they stoned his corpse and buried it under the rubble. So thereafter, Salman Farsi continued searching for the truth, and it is recorded that he went to 10 different places. He went to 10 different sort of priests where he could learn and search for the truth. And eventually one priest was almost on his deathbed, and he told him that I'm going to pass away, but go and wait for the Nabi of the final time, Nabi Yu'akhir Zaman. And he gave him some description. He said that this Nabi will be from Makkah, he will reside in an area, and he gave him description of Madinah Munawwara. It will be a mountainous area with a lot of date palms and a very, very lush area. And this Nabi will accept gift, but he will not accept charity. So he gave him these few descriptions that was mentioned in their scriptures. So taking these descriptions from the previous scriptures, Hazrat Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu undertakes a journey towards Madinah Munawwara. But on the way, Allah Ta'ala had planned it such that those that were assisting him in going towards Madinah, they betrayed him, they took him as captive, and whatever possessions he had, they stole it from him. When he was brought, but Allah Ta'ala had planned it such that he was still brought to Madinah Munawwara, and he was purchased by a Jew who took him as his slave, and he was working for this Jew for a few years. And he mentions, Hazrat Salman Farsi mentions the incident himself. He says that one day I climbed up a tree, a date palm, and I was busy doing work for my master when my master's friend had come to him. And he told him that may the Yahud be destroyed. The final Nabi has now come to Madinah. So Hazrat Salman Farsi said that when I heard this, I became so shocked that I almost fell off the tree. So I came down and I went to them to ask them that what were you talking about? So they became very upset with me. My master gave me one slap across my face, and he told me that not to worry about what is taking place, but rather continue with your work. Hazrat Salman Farsi mentions that I was very, very eager in going to meet the Nabi that they were talking about. So I took some dates after I finished my work. Nabi Akrim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was still in Quba at that time, and I went and presented it in front of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked me, what is this? So I told him that this is sadaqah, this is charity. Immediately Nabi Kareem took it, gave it to the Sahaba and said that you all can eat from this. With the Nabi, I do not consume charity. Hazrat Salman Farsi became very happy. One side became clear. He says that I had to continue working, and another day when opportunity came, I took some dates again. This time Nabi Kareem was already in Madinah Munawwara. I went and presented it in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked, "What is this?" I said, "This is a gift for you." Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam ate from it and gave the other Sahaba to eat also. I became very pleased. Now only one sign remained. I wish to see the Khatme Nubuwwat, the seal of prophethood, on the back of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So once an opportunity arose, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in the area of Baqi, and I tried to go behind Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and look at the Mubarak seal of prophethood on the back of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam immediately sensed what I wanted to see. So Nabi Akrim sallallahu alaihi wasallam lifted up the Mubarak garment and granted me the opportunity to see the Mubarak seal. I kissed it, and there I accepted Islam. So after he accepted Islam, he mentioned his entire incident to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi Akrim sallallahu alaihi wasallam called the Sahaba and made them also listen to this incident. Now he was a slave, and he wished to spend time in the companionship of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he told Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam that I would love to come and spend time. Nabi Kareem told him that why don't you go and ask your master to buy off your freedom. This was a sort of a way that could be done. If a person was a slave, then he could go to his master and request Aqd al-Kitabat, wherein he could buy off his freedom. He'll do certain work, certain chores, and he'll pay it off, or somebody will buy it off on his behalf. So his master set a very, very high price for his freedom. 40 iqiyas of gold. A lot of gold that was. And he had to plant 300 date palms. And not only that, these 300 date palms were to bear fruit. And only once these fruit were bearing from these trees, was he allowed to be freed. So he came in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, very, very sad. He mentioned that my master has mentioned this price. So Nabi Kareem told him not to grieve. Nabi Kareem instructed the Sahaba, told him, assist your companion, go and dig 300 holes. After they had dug the 300 holes, Hazrat Salman Farsi prepared these 300 for the date palms. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with his own Mubarak hands, each hole Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam planted the seeds for the palms. And with the miracle, with the mu'jizah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what normally takes many years, in that very, very same year, those plantations grew and began bearing fruit. This was the miracle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Thereafter he told Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam the matter about the gold, 40 uqiyas, very high sum. Nabi Kareem told him, don't grieve about it. A short while had passed, and someone had sent a gift for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a piece of gold the size of an egg. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam inquired, where is that slave that required his freedom? So as Salman Farsi came, Nabi Kareem gave him this, and he went, and with the miracle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it was the exact amount that was required. So with the assistance of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hazrat Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu was able to buy off his freedom. And thereafter he spent his entire life in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we find that he was unable to fight in the battle of Badr and Uhud. The next battle that took place was the battle of the trench, which will, inshallah, if Allah Ta'ala gives us long life and good health, we will discuss in the 21st para, the battle of the trench. Hazrat Salman Farsi was instrumental in the victory of the battle of trench. So friends and elders, this is what we learned regarding Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the mention of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the previous scriptures. And the kuffar of Medina, the Yahud of Medina, they knew about it, but it was only their pride and their arrogance that prevented them from following Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We make dua to Allah Ta'ala, may Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq of realizing the greatness of being from the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and following Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam in every step of our way. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.